Elder Ricardo P. Jimenez was sustained as a General Authority 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on April 6, 2019. At the time of his call, he had been serving as a counselor in a stake presidency. Since being called as a General Authority, he has served as an assistant to the North America West Area Presidency and as president of the California San Diego Mission. Elder Jimenez currently serves at church headquarters and priesthood in the priesthood and family department, and as a counselor in the North America Central Area Presidency. Elder Jimenez has served in several church callings, including full-time missionary in the Chile Concepcion Mission, high counselor, counselor in the Ward Young Men Presidency, counselor in a bishopric, bishop, stake president, mission president, and Area 70 in the Chile and South America areas. He received an undergraduate degree in accounting and auditing from the University of Santiago, Chile in 1997. In 2003, he received a Master of Business Administration degree from the University of Chile. He began his career working in the mining industry in 1999. He then worked in the information technology industry as a finance director for Computer Sciences Corporation in Latin America. In 2012, he returned to the mining industry as part of the finance operations team for Sierra Gorda Mining. At the time of his call as a general authority, he worked as administrative manager for Robinson Nevada Mining Company. Elder Jimenez was born in Antofagasta, Chile, on November 28, 1971, the same day that my wife was born. He married Catherine Yvonne Carrazana Zuniga in 1997. They are the parents of two children.
Hello, everyone. I'm so honored to be here with you today. You have no idea. I'm so honored because I'm a BYUI student. I'm an online student. I've been an online student forever, but that's okay. I'm going to graduate someday, but you don't know how many times I watch devotionals, and I'm just honored to be around you. You don't know how lucky you are to be here and to be surrounded about this wonderful spirit. Let me share my short testimony about liking the scriptures and to you. I spent many years in my journey to know the Savior, and I've reached level 52 in life so far. And I spent many years doing the things right, but not having or understanding a personal relationship with the Savior. And after having a very personal, tender experience, the Spirit taught me that I had to liken the scriptures unto me, that I was faithful, but I was not liking everything unto me. And once I realized that, everything changed. My path changed, my attitude changed, and I started to have more joy. So now that every time I read the scriptures, I think that Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ are talking personally to me. Every time I attend conference, general conference, I read a talk, I say to myself, Lord, are you talking to me? Every time I'm encountered to a beautiful creation of the earth, it's for me as I'm sitting here in the podium. But if I was you sitting there, I said, Laura, are you talking to me? Brothers and sisters, as you liken the scriptures up to you and you make it personal and you don't think that you need a personal relationship, that God needs to talk to you separately, that you need a special treatment, that everything that is given is for all of us, that you don't have and you don't need a special treatment from the Lord. The Lord has already declared his word and his love to all his children. And as I understood that, everything changed in my life. Now I can feel joy so much fast. I can feel the Spirit easier and faster because of that. I hope you are blessed with the ability to liken the scriptures unto you. And I promise that you are going to be able to feel Heavenly Father's love for you. And you are going to understand the atonement of Jesus Christ much better and faster. I know Jesus Christ lives and that he is the Son of God. I know he loves me and he knows me personally. And Heavenly Father has given the most expression of love through his Savior. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
What a wonderful opportunity it's for me to be with you today. You know, I have tender feelings come to my heart when I hear BYU Idaho. You already heard that Sister Jimenez is currently a BYU online student. And our son, Richie, is presently a student here. He should be here somewhere, I hope. No. He's right there. Okay. And also our daughter and our son-in-law and her husband, they graduate from BYU, Idaho. So many years of being connected to you one way or another. Even more, some of you served a mission in the California San Diego mission. So Sister Jimenez and I had the privilege of being your mission leaders, right? They're right there. Anyway, we are happy to be here with you today. This is a great place to study, learn, and grow. And I know for some of you, you know, the weather, particularly the low temperatures, could be a challenge, but you know what? But in the end, it is part of the experience, and we can take so much out of it. I remember my days as a college student. I obtained my undergraduate degree in accounting and auditing from the Universidad de Santiago de Chile. There was about 22,000 students, and guess what? Do you have an idea of how many members of the church were there? Well, even though I spent many years there, made friends, and played volleyball, yeah. The one in the back row on the left, number 9, that's me. When I have your age, that was a century ago, I guess. Okay. And these things allowed me to meet a lot of students. I only met 2 members of the church. And this was not much different from my time in high school or in the neighborhood where I lived. Most of the time, you are the only member of the church. Still here, there is a fantastic opportunity to be surrounded by others, by all the people who are also trying to be lifelong disciples of the Savior. Another wonderful blessing is how close you are to the campus. I remember traveling on public transportation to the university and sometimes falling asleep on the bus when I could secure a seat. Well, those were good times, good memories. And let me mention one more thing. You have a temple just around the corner, and soon there will be 2. And as far as I know, it is the only place in the world with 2 temples located on the same street. Isn't that amazing? This is a great place to study. Okay, before sharing what I have been impressed to share with you today, can we make sure to appoint the Holy Ghost as our teacher so we can all be edified? This means that the most important thing you can hear today is not what I'm saying, but what you hear, even though it's not what I said, but prompted by the Spirit. Are we good with that? That was not a rhetorical question, okay? I'm looking for an answer, okay? Are we good with that?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, okay. Okay, my dear friends. It is essential that we all understand that the reason why we are here today, it's because of him. If he is at the center of our lives, we will not only have access to the redeeming power of his atoning sacrifice, but also to the enabling power that comes from him to help us with our decisions, challenges, and concerns, providing the strength, guidance, and the hope to continue our journey as lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. In his message at the October 2023 General Conference, President Russell M. Nelson said, "Whatever questions or problems you have, the answer is always found in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ." Then he extended an invitation. Learn more about his atonement, his love, his mercy, his doctrine, and his restored gospel of healing and progression. Turn to him, follow him. Close quote. Now, there are times in our lives when we think that we know what is happening, or we believe that we are paying attention to the things that matter the most in our lives. But in the scriptures, we learn about many invitations to awake, even to make sure that we are awake. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't say that I am a morning person. However, I believe these scriptures do not refer to the time we wake up every day. This is about going through life with headphones like this ones, not paying attention or listening to the guidance we are receiving or are available. Have you ever been at the stoplight when another car stops next to you and you can hear the punching, 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 yeah? Coming from the music in the other car? Or is it you, the one with the punching, punching music? Yeah, yes. Some of you have seen or done this. Okay? So we are going to hear the counsel, the messages that Heavenly Father is trying to give us if we are so distracted? Even though we have our eyes opened, but maybe in reality, we are not spiritually awake. In the Book of Mormon are 17 references to awake, inviting us to awake from a deep sleep. Awake and arise. Awake, put on the armor of righteousness. Awake, my soul, no longer drop in sin. Rejoice, O my heart, and give place no more for the enemy of my soul. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, among others. We can also learn from King Benjamin's experience. In Mosiah, in chapter 3, verse 2, King Benjamin explains that the things he's about to share with the people were known unto him by the angel of God, who said unto him, "Awake." And then King Benjamin said, "And I awoke. And behold, he," the angel, "stood before him." Up to this point, everything seems to be going well. The angel spoke to King Benjamin, inviting him to pay attention to what he was about to share with him. And then King Benjamin replied that he was awake. But then, it is very interesting what happens next, when the very first thing that the angel said to King Benjamin in the next verse was, "Awake, and hear the words which I shall tell thee." Maybe King Benjamin was thinking, "Wait a minute, I already mentioned that I was awake." But even though he might have had his eyes opened, the angel was inviting him to open his heart, to awaken his soul so he could understand the things he was about to share with him. Well, I guess in our lives, sometimes we might think that we are awake, that we are paying attention, that we understand what is happening in our lives and around us. But because we still have our headphones with the noise-canceling function on, we are not listening to what Heavenly Father is trying to let us know, or unnoticing the guidance and help that He is putting in our path to help us to keep moving forward in our journey to return home, to our eternal home. Many years ago, returning from an activity in our ward, when we were about to go to sleep, my daughter asked if we will pray together, the two of us, that night, to which I replied, "Of course, sure, honey." Then she looked at me with a serious, worried face. She said, "Yes, we need to pray because I have a problem." I was so thankful that she was 6 and not 16 when she told me that. Yeah. So I asked her, "What happened?" So then she explained that when we were at the church activity in the church that day, she lost her rubber CTR, you know, the Choose the Right bracelet. In my mind, this was not a big deal. I could easily buy another one, and the cost was probably just a few dollars. But then the invitation to make sure that I was awake came from her when she said, "Let's pray so we can find the bracelet." I was the old guy, the leader in the church, the one who knew the scriptures. Still, at that moment, I realized that I needed to make sure that I was awake, that I truly understood the situation and how much Heavenly Father is in the detail of our lives, including a matter that might seem insignificant from a world perspective. After praying with her, of course, I went to my room and I prayed a lot more. Yeah. Asking for the guidance necessary to understand the situation and provide the answer my daughter was looking for. The next day was Sunday, and I needed to attend my early morning meetings. Although I was not participating, I was planned to participate in a separate meeting in a different building and park my car on the street, I decided to park my car inside of the church property. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but in South America, big tall fences surround some church properties, probably like 13 feet tall, like this one. This is actually the building where this happened. So you need to open the gate to enter the property. So still, that day, I decided to park inside. And even though there were no parked cars and the closest spots to the door were available, I chose to park in the middle of the parking lot, like, "This is my parking lot." Yeah. Then, when I turned the car and started facing the building wall, I noticed a little pink thing on the ground next to the floor, next to the wall. My heart started beating fast, and it was not because of the monetary value of the pink rubber CTR bracelet. Instead, it was for the opportunity to awaken to the principles that we teach and try to live daily in our lifelong journey as disciples of Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, fellow children of Heavenly Father and disciples of Jesus Christ, making sure that we are awake will help you throughout your life, especially in those moments when we look for additional help, guidance, and reassurance that there is someone who loves and cares for you. In the booklet for the Strength of Youth, A Guide for Making Choices, the message from the First Presidency reads, "There might be times when you don't feel strong or capable. That's normal. Especially in those moments, turn to the Savior. He is the strength of youth. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, is our advocate. He knows how to help us. He knows our potential and our challenges. But sometimes it's about us making sure that we are awake, that we are listening, that we are building our foundation upon the rock of our Redeemer. So, when the devil shall send forth his mighty wings, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, he shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall. When you feel that you are not good enough, maybe this is the time when you are only focusing on yourself. But when you turn to the Lord, you will be able to see the path, awaken to your potential, and be guided and inspired by the Holy Ghost. This is why we turn to Him. But if you will turn to the Lord with full purpose of heart and put your trust in Him and serve Him with all diligence of mind, if ye do this, He will, according to His own will and pleasure, deliver you out of bondage. And this deliverance of bondage is more than just being physically incarcerated. It also includes other type of bondage, like physical, emotional, and spiritual. It is not that this bond will always be a big mistake or sin. Sometimes small things get in the way of ensuring that we are awake. Too much scrolling in Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. Too much FIFA, Fortnite. Yeah. Other video games. But also low self-perception, erroneous ideas, etc., etc. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, we learn the Savior stands at the door and knocks. Have you ever seen this picture? Okay. Have you ever noticed that there is no doorknob on the Savior's side? We are the ones who need to open the door and let Him in. The verse continues, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." If we open the door, the Savior said, "Draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. Seek me diligently, and ye shall find me, and ye shall receive. Knock, and he shall be open unto you." Well, my dear friends, I can't leave without extending an invitation. Probably, if I say 1 Nephi 3:7, "And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord has commanded." One of the first things that will come to your mind in this verse is, "I will go and do," which is, it's great. That's fine. Okay? And if this verse is unfamiliar to you, that's okay too, but just take the time to study it, please. Okay? Even though my invitation is not related to "I will go and do," it is still connected to this verse, but it's actually in the second half. "For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them." Dear friends, do you know? Do you really, really know that the Lord will never, 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 ever ask anything from you without preparing a way for you to accomplish what he hath commanded you to do? I invite you to write your thoughts and feelings about the second half of this scripture. Take time today to do it. Do you really know? How do you know? Have you ever had an experience that helped you to know? If you know that Heavenly Father and our Savior will never ask anything from you without preparing a way to accomplish what they have asked, great. Good for you. Okay? But could you please write it down? Now, if you don't know it yet, that is also okay. But please write how you feel today and what are some of the things that you can start, continue doing, or stop doing to receive an answer. Please remember to be patient. And if you exercise faith in Christ with a sincere heart and real intent, you will receive the confirmation you are looking for. Therefore, my invitation is to write today your feelings about the second half of the verse in 1 Nephi 3:7. So, will you write your thoughts and feelings about the second half of the verse in 1 Nephi 3:7 today? Will you do that?
Yes.
Okay, I think half of the room is empty. Okay, let's try again. Will you do that?
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot better. That's good. Okay. What did you hear today? Did you hear something that was not said? Please ponder on these thoughts and feelings and decide to act, even if it starts with just a desire to believe. If ye will awake and arouse your faculties, even to an experiment upon my words, and exercise a particle of faith, yea, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, let this desire work in you, even until ye believe in a matter that ye can give place for a portion of my words, said the prophet Alma the Younger. With all the energy of my soul, I bear witness of the reality and divinity of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He loves you. He knows exactly what is happening in your life. His arms are wide open, extending the invitation, come unto me, and I, your Savior, will give you rest. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it's God's kingdom upon the earth. This is not just an institution. This is God's kingdom upon the earth. And the Book of Mormon, it's another testament of Jesus Christ that can help us to get closer to the Savior. President Russell M. Nelson is God's mouthpiece these days. And I look forward to hearing his words in a few weeks in General Conference. Awake, awake again and put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments. In the sacred name of our Savior, Master, and Strength, even Jesus Christ. Amen.